Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we're so grateful for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day that you've made. We're so grateful for Jesus and what he did for us on that cross and how he destroyed the works of the devil and gave us all power and authority over the devil so we don't have to be sick, so we don't have to be tormented by that beast. Lord, I praise you and thank you for the word as it goes out today. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name as we take up right where we left off yesterday in Jesus' name. Amen.
Where is your miracle according to Romans 10? In your mouth. The most important thing you do is whatever you speak with your mouth. Because what's in your mouth is what's in your heart. So when the sowed, the seed becomes sown in your heart, the Word of God will begin to come out of your mouth. So that's just like a little Emily Dodson. She was 53 years old. She had had 13 surgeries in her life. Traditional, denominational person. I won't say which one. But her pastors had never spoken about the healing power of Jesus. Now she's had 13 surgeries. Now then she's going to have a 14th surgery. She's got terminal cancer. And the doctor says, one more surgery, you might live 6 more months. And she said, forget it. I'm just going to go home and die. I said, I've been cut and stuck so many times, I'm not going through another one. She said, I'm not going to go die and go home and be with Jesus. And then some little guy like me comes along and tells her she don't have to die. She's got a choice. And she thinks, I got a choice? She didn't know that. Well, see, you can't go beyond knowledge of God's Word. So she was told these things that I'm telling you. She began to get a hold of it. She began to stand on the Word. And for the next 3 months, she didn't gain any ground, didn't lose any ground. But she didn't have much to fight with. She only had just a few verses. And then she started sowing more seed in her heart, learning more and more about the Word, getting tapes from people, studying the Word, standing on them. And as she sowed more of God's Word in her heart, she got bolder and bolder and bolder. And finally, it took that woman from the day she was told she was going to die until she came out the other end without a sign of cancer in her body. It took her 1 year. But at the end of that year, that woman came out totally healed. She did not go back to a doctor. She refused to let a doctor touch her. She said, if Jesus healed me, I don't need a doctor. He's all I need. And she's where I am now. I hadn't been to a doctor in years. It doesn't matter what happens in my physical body. I stand on the Word of God. And he takes care of me. I don't care how bad I tear myself up out there in the engineering world or working. Whatever I do, and I've had some pretty bad things happen to me, I just stand on the Word, and the Lord heals and restores me, and with no scars or no nothing. He is just awesome. But you have to stand on His Word. But Emily come through, and she came through with no doctors. She came out at the end of a year, totally healed. That's been about 15 years ago, and that little woman is one of the most balls of fire that I know today for the kingdom of God. Now, the devil had beat up on her big time. And in the last 15 years, Emily Dodson has not had a sick day. Now, to think of a woman had 13 surgeries by the time she was 53. And in the last 15 years, I think she's about 3 years older than I am. But boy, is she a ball of fire. She's a little petite thing about that big. Probably weighs about 100 pounds soaking wet. But she is a thorn in the side of the devil today. He beat up on her a lot of years, but boy, is she a thorn in his side now. Woo! I mean, she can grab a hold of a woman and shake her and throw the devil out of her. I mean, that's awesome. That girl is tough. I mean, she knows what's in there's the devil, and she'll shake him out of you. I'll tell you, she is something else. Now then, after we see what we can do there, let's go to some scriptures that absolutely are very clear that prove that healing is for all of us. Let's go cover some of these in extremely good detail. Now then, let's go to Isaiah 53. Now this is the most awesome chapter in the book of the Word of God that was put in there over 700 years before Christ come, telling what he was going to do. In Isaiah 53, first of all, I want to start in verse 1 because that first line is such an awesome line. Who has believed the report of the Lord? Well, it's unfortunate today that I was raised up and I didn't believe the report of the Lord. If you'd asked me, Thurman, do you believe God? I'd have said, of course I do. But I didn't. I didn't know what it said. Although I'd been a Bible studies teacher for 20 years. I mean, I'd been serving God all of my life. I mean, raised up in a good Christian home, went to church every time the doors opened, but I didn't know anything about it. So anyway, It says, who has believed the report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness or beauty about him, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's talking about Jesus there. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with griefs or pain. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Now, the word sorrows up in verse 3 is translated sickness everywhere else in the King James Bible. But that word there in the Hebrew, they translated it sorrows and acquainted with grief. And everywhere else, those two words are translated pains and sickness. So he was a man of sickness and acquainted with grief or pain. Verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs or our pains, and he has carried our sorrows or our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. If we got our sins confessed, when we come to Jesus and ask him, if we just come to Jesus and ask him to forgive our sins in the past, just to let us come into the kingdom and to accept him as Lord and Savior, when we do that by faith, how many of us will he turn away?
None.
Now then, what if you had been a wicked murderer? What if you were in prison and you had been a murderer of 50 people? You had brutally murdered 50 people. But now you realize that Jesus is the Savior and you come to him. You reckon he could save you as a wicked murderer?
Yes.
The blood of Jesus. I mean, it is powerful enough to wash away every sin on the earth. God was reconciling the world to himself through his own Son, so that us, anyone that'll come to him at any time, regardless of what we've done, can be saved. And I praise him for that. I think we're just about ready to stop this one, aren't we, Dave? Isn't that about 90 minutes? How much do I like? 4 or 5. Okay, we'll go ahead just a little further then. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned away everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isn't that amazing? Look at verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to pain or grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge, and shall by a righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Now then, look at a scripture that confirms this so clear in Matthew 8. When we cover this one, then we'll stop. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. I want you to see what Jesus said through the Apostle Matthew about what we just read in Matthew, in Isaiah 53. In Matthew 8, 16 and 17. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all of the sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, if Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, why in the world do we carry them? Why do we allow the devil to come upon us? I'll tell you why. Because of many reasons. One of them is unbelief. One of them is the lack of knowledge. If you don't know that Jesus healed you on the cross 2,000 years ago, you don't know that he bore your sickness. You do not know that he bore your sins. So you go out and sin. When you go out and sin, you're opening a door to the demonic world. Now, what if your sin is only unbelief? When the devil comes to you with unbelief, this precious little lady sitting here on the right here on the right, we talked about a while ago, her sin of unbelief, how many years did she say it kept her down with her back? 30 years? Only the sin of unbelief allowed the devil to come in and attacked her. And for 30 years she was down with sickness and disease. And all time these promises were in God's Word for 2,000 years. The seed had not been sown in her heart. It wasn't sown in my heart. But when I did sow it in my heart, just like you, bam, the seed came forth. It sprung forth speedily, and the crop came forth, and she got her healing. But now she's one of thousands of people that I've seen this happen to. Well, Jesus there in verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So if you've got a sickness, all you've got to do is repent of your sins and begin to claim the promises of God. And the healing will be yours. It cannot fail. Now then, I want you to go to 1 Peter chapter 2. This is where we're going to start out. After you saw in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, and in the atonement, and then Matthew 8, 16 and 17, where it confirmed that Jesus come to heal all that was oppressed of the devil, and where He come casting out demons and healing the sick. Now this is where one of the things I have learned where many people miss their healing. It's because they do not realize that what's inside your body causing the sickness is a demon. Now, when I first started praying for people and started seeing the Lord do some mighty things of healing, then I began to run into demons. And I didn't understand this, and I got to where I could not get anybody healed. I just couldn't understand what was going on. So I went to the Lord and asked Him where I was missing it. Did I have something wrong with me? Had I committed a sin? Or what had I done wrong? And He clearly told me, no, son, you've not done anything wrong. Said, you're running into demons now. And He said, you must get the people to repent of their sins. Then you must cast out the demons. And then you can heal them in My name. I don't know, unless the Lord reveals to me, how many of you have demons. But I now consider everything a demon. Everything is a demon, far as I'm concerned. Now then, it might not be, in fact, this precious little lady right here, I don't think I commanded a demon to leave her. I think she injured her back in a whiplash or something. I don't know exactly how that was, but I think we just prayed for her healing.
We're going to take up right there tomorrow. I'm going to stop right there so I can give you a little more information. I want to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106 for complete teachings on these teachings of the healing schools that we do. This just happens to be one of the healing schools that we have done just recently. We do these two times a month. We in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we teach people how to walk in divine health. We see the Lord heal and deliver many people. So we would love for you to call us at 940-242-2106. And we'd be happy to send these tapes to you free and postpaid. You can check us out on the web at www.tlsm.org, tlsm.org, and there you can get a listing of many of our audio and video tapes, and we'll be happy to send them to you, and there you can find where we're speaking and events to come. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a mighty God.